convict him, bar him from future service, have the prosecutors, the local prosecutors in New York, pursue him for the fraudster that he was before he ever became president, lock him up for the garden variety frauds he did there.
We got whistleblowers coming out of the woodwork, and we're funneling it into the right governmental offices to do the right things. And let me tell you, these people are busted. And so for Jim Comey, that's what I said earlier. Jim, if you get this message, start thinking about what you're gonna give up, because you're gonna give up some of your freedom, because you're gonna go to jail. You must go to jail because of what you did.
A house of cards, the whistleblowers are already flooding in, the auto pen, they have it all. What they don't have is enough prosecutors that have intestinal fortitude, because this is a war. So now we've breached the next level of victory. We're not on the beach now. We're getting deep in, but now the Battle of the Bulge is about to happen, okay?
The shadowy corridors of Washington are buzzing with panicked desperation.
You know, I don't see any case against me. I have looked back on all of my actions and decisions, and with John Durham, the special counsel, and others that have looked at what we did, it was certainly consistent with our legal authorities and with the law. So I don't know what, you know, they're referring to there. Individuals who used to work in the government, even if their security clearances were revoked, they could be subpoenaed. They could be, you know, called to provide testimony in support of whatever allegations they have. I don't see a case there.
They have shattered this norm, and many people who work in the Justice Department feel like they can no longer function there and are trying to leave. And same with the FBI. And they are worried about what comes next. They are worried about what they're leaving behind and who's doing those jobs now. But
the Republican administrations I've worked for would not in a million years do something like this. It's true for Democratic administrations as well.
Many of his followers agree with this. And I am thinking to myself, how is it that you can call yourself American or patriotic when you literally don't understand who we are as Americans?
Comey now finds himself ensnared in a web of his own making, allegations of mishandling classified intel and orchestrating leaks to undermine a presidency, a move that reeks of deep state treason.
How involved do you believe Barack Obama was in Crossfire Hurricane?
He was up to his neck.
Do you believe that any of this new information implicates former President Obama in criminal behavior?
The evidence that we have found and that we have released directly point to President Obama leading the manufacturing of this intelligence assessment. There are multiple pieces of evidence and intelligence that confirm that fact. When you look at the intent behind creating a fake manufactured intelligence document that directly contradicts multiple assessments that were created by the intelligence community, the expressed intent and what followed afterward can only be described as a years-long coup and a treasonous conspiracy against the American people, our republic, and an attempt to undermine President Trump's administration.
His own words shackling him to his lies.
Information, unverified, that related to an allegation that he was with prostitutes in a hotel in Moscow and that the Russians had videotaped it. I didn't go into the rest of it. I thought that was notice enough.
Uh-huh. And so you didn't mention the salacious detail of the two prostitutes getting up on the bed that the Obamas had stayed in, because it was the presidential suite, engaging in some water play. You didn't mention that at all.
I thought I'd served enough notice without going to that part.
Okay. And
yet the left, in a brazen display of hypocrisy, rallies to his defense, decrying the pursuit of accountability as a witch hunt, while conveniently ignoring the tyrannical political sideshow America just witnessed under AutoPen President Joe Biden. This is no mere pushback. It's a calculated gambit by the deep state's loyal foot soldiers to protect one of their own and their own skins at the same time. But it is also evidence that the Podesta playbook will not shy away from the Hail Mary of false flag terror and assassination. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
All right, welcome to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I'm Nick Sordor, live from Arizona, still out here helping out as much as I can with the Turning Point situation. Obviously, that is through a wrench into the great work that the men and women of Turning Point were doing. So on the ground here, still doing whatever I can, but you know, unfortunately, we have to start off with some breaking news here. A church in Michigan shot up and set on fire this morning by a currently unknown gunman. We don't know who that is yet. We know it's a 40-year-old man who rammed the church, opened fire several rounds at churchgoers, and is now deceased. We know that much at this point. The police department just gave an update, and we're going to roll clip one there.
During this incident, what we know right now is that a 40-year-old suspect from Burton, he's a male, he drove his vehicle through the front doors of the church. He then exited his vehicle, firing several rounds at individuals within the church. 10 gunshot victims have been transported to local hospitals at this time, including one who has been deceased. Officers who were trained immediately responded to the area. One was a DNR officer, and then one was a Grambling Township officer, where they met the suspect and they engaged in gunfire with that particular individual, neutralizing that suspect, and that suspect is no longer with us. As I said, it is a 40-year-old male from Burton.
You know, they know an awful lot about this person, but for whatever reason, haven't released the name. I find that to be fairly suspicious in the Islamic capital of the United States there in Michigan. But, you know, I guess we'll eventually find out. We'll keep pushing for that information. The FBI is on scene. They have about 100 agents that are looking through this guy's background right now as we speak. So they know exactly who it is. They've already identified the person. They have not released the name. I've heard a range of different names, many of which are definitely not American names. I'll say that much. I'm not going to speculate on exactly who it is and which name it could possibly be at this point, because I don't have that concrete info and I don't want to be misleading anybody here. But what it looks like is heroic officers actually went in and took this guy down. And what I hate to have to say this, but the Church of Latter-day Saints is notorious for making their churches gun-free zones. So could this have been totally prevented and not had 10 people shot? Probably, if there were more guns on the scene. I mean, it's a little bit more difficult to do this at your average Southern Christian Baptist church, we'll say. I'm sure a lot of you would agree with that. But I want to go into a little bit, you know, while we wait for more information on this as to why this could potentially be happening. It sounds like we're hearing this more and more and more, right? There's an attack on Christianity in the United States. Whether or not people want to admit that is a different story. You know, there are other people that want to play the victim and act like Christians don't experience any sort of violence or anything. For whatever reason, it's not talked about. The media doesn't want to talk about it. That's why we have to talk about it. That's why we are the media now. The legacy media will never properly report on attacks on Christianity. And it's going to make a lot of sense here in a second as to why these attacks are probably going to increase. And I don't mean to scare anybody here. That's their entire goal. They want you to be terrified to go to church. They don't want you to worship God. And the globalists have been trying to drive people away from Christianity for decades now. And they had done a pretty good job until recently. Look at last weekend, what happened out here in Arizona. 100,000 people at Charlie Kirk's memorial. I want to roll that clip, clip two, and you'll understand exactly why they're terrified of this Christian revival that we're seeing right now. These people from all walks of life coming together in this stadium from all across the United States and actually around the world, some of them that I talked to, inspired to come back to God through Charlie Kirk. For a lot of these people, this is the first time they've been to any sort of worship service in decades. Many of them since they were children. I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic schools for 12 years. Even I have been touched after years of kind of straying from the church. This past week has made me turn back toward God. And I mean, it's an incredible feeling. However, that's going to piss people off. That's going to piss off the globalists and the anti-religion sector of our country, the radical left in particular. And when it comes to Christianity, you're going to piss off the Islamists, the Zionists, people that have an interest in making sure Christianity does not regain its foothold in our country and around the world. But again, don't let them win. Don't let them make you terrified to go to church. Stay strapped, guys. That's what I can say. Go to church, protect your family. Don't be sitting ducks. Don't be sitting ducks. I don't care if your church is a gun-free zone. We all know that means nothing. That's why these people go in and shoot up churches and Christian schools, like Annunciation Catholic School out there in Minnesota. Soft target. And it was a Catholic hate crime. You know, we don't really talk about that much anymore for whatever reason, because it doesn't fit the narrative. It was a tranny that goes out and shoots up a bunch of Catholic school kids. Doesn't fit the narrative. So, you know, we haven't really been talking about that much anymore, which is infuriating. Just let it slide. Think about if it was a mosque. What if this happened at a mosque? We'd never hear the end of it. When these sort of things happened during the Obama administration, it was like, you know, 9/11 all over again. So, I don't know. The amount of people, as I said, that have turned toward Christianity and turned to God over the past several weeks since Charlie Kirk's unfortunate assassination, we have to keep up that momentum. We have to keep up that momentum. Many of you may have seen this. Many of you may have known this. Elon Musk is famously not a religious person. He's very science-based, wants to see proof and evidence, and is a self-described agnostic man. And I got a chance to speak with him at Charlie Kirk's memorial last week. And even he is finding God, thanks to Charlie Kirk. He tweeted out Bible verses afterward, and Psalms. That's how powerful this revival is. I never thought I'd see the day. I never thought I'd see the day where you'd see Elon Musk calling for people to turn to God and tweeting out, "In God we trust," and that America is a Christian nation. It's incredibly, it warms my heart to see this happening. But we can't let it end. We can't let them scare us away. And I hope that you don't. I mean, I'm reading the comment section on my X right now, and people are, you know, saying that they're afraid to take their families to church, and that's letting them win. That's letting them win. You know, I, Hold on one second. We might have some news on this one right now, actually. Okay, I'm not going to use that now. I think we may have a name. We may have a name, but I'm not going to get, this is the second source that I've gotten this name from. I'm going to wait. And while we're in the commercial break, I'm going to try to confirm this name with DHS and FBI sources and see if I can give that to you on the other side. But I'm going to wait on that. But you know, we might have a name. So, there also might be more victims upstairs. That's what we're hearing. The FBI investigating it as a possible hate crime because people fled. Yeah, more victims potentially upstairs in the church as the church was set ablaze. Unknown at this time exactly how many. But we're going to get those updates for you through the break, and I'll deliver them to you on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
I was not trying to do a product placement thing here. We're at Rex's 23rd birthday. And with my dad and mother, Dad, we're so proud of you. Great job, the surgeons. Thanks for all your prayers for my dad. But Mom, you were literally without me soliciting. You've been on colostrum now 2 months. And we have the very best at theologyshore.com. And I'm serious. I didn't bring this up.
Tell us what happened. Testimonials, but I have been on the colostrum for about 2 or 3 months. And a back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker. Beautiful.
Who's convinced you to take it? Steve Heinberger's away?
It was Mary Heinberger.
Yeah, they're really smart. They're listeners. So, Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products. This is the first one that I can go, whoa, it really does work.
No, it's funny. I didn't even know the Heinbergers, I guess, because Steve and Mary, like a year ago, your house, like, you need to sell this. So we started, and we got the best brand. It's the strongest. It's no joke, the first 2 weeks of mammals, milk is totally different. It's like magic.
That back problem was from when you were born. I have a pinched nerve or something. I've never really known what it was.
No, you can blame my whole life.
And it has bothered me. And I just go through the pain because if you're going to have it, you're going to have it, right? There's nothing to do about it.
Well, I haven't asked you this yet. Have you taken the methylene blue dose?
No, I'm scared of that.
Really?
I'm scared it'll make me like Roseanne Barr. Not that she's not wonderful. Just kidding.
You're afraid you'll be... Though she came on the show like 6 months ago. And she said, I don't know if I can do it. She just felt sick. I gave it to her. She was bounced off the walls 30 minutes later.
Well, you know, for some people, a generic supplement choice that's less, you know, radical than methylene blue, which is incredibly powerful, might make more sense. Something like a methyl drive, a power plant, ultimate burn, even. But especially if you're talking about younger people, methylene blue is radically powerful.
Absolutely. And then we've got the beauty cleans. Love you, Charlotte. So you just saw a quick video I shot at dinner Sunday night with my parents and my four amazing children. I'm sitting there at dinner, and my mother starts talking about how great her hair looks and how great her skin is and how healthy my dad is because of bovine colostrum. And I go, oh, yeah, where'd you get that? 3 months ago, we got in the test samples. We've been selling it for 2 months. They're the very best. I went and gave them a few canisters. They're like, oh, yeah, that is your bovine colostrum. The first 2 weeks of what a mammal puts off is so incredible. It's just all these super nutrients, your immune system. It's really mother's growth hormone, natural growth hormone, healthy. That's what it is from the cow. We have the best at thealexjonesstore.com discounted right now. And I am so excited about this because we did a survey a year ago to the alexjonesstore.com customers and said, what do you want? They said, we want bovine colostrum. We finally got it in, and the reviews are insane from listeners. The only thing that's getting better reviews, literally 5 stars, it's like 4.5, is our Ultra Methylene Blue. So get Ultra Methylene Blue, the best methylene blue, at thealexjonesstore.com right now, and bovine colostrum with a bunch of other super nutrients that supercharge it right now, and it funds this operation. And regardless of what happens to InfoWars, I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. So it's funding the Alex Jones Network at AJN Live on X and other places. So they shut the studio down. We have backups. Thanks for your support. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com.
InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I'm Nick Porter, live from Arizona. And guys, you've seen the chaos unfolding at ICE facilities all across the country these past few weeks. I mean, really past months, pretty much since the Trump administration came into office. You know, you've had anti-ICE rioters in the recent days, blocking roads, trapping agents inside of garages, tearing up sidewalks, hurling rocks at them, chanting for open borders. And we've been vocally frustrated by this, vocally frustrated by the lack of action, I guess. It's just allowing it to happen, where ICE agents just become sitting ducks and they're, you know, aren't allowed to arrest anybody. But luckily, that's changed. Earlier this week, we saw a shooting at the ICE facility in Dallas. Now, the dumbass who opened fire that was targeting ICE agents obviously missed and ended up shooting detainees instead. And I want to roll clip two here because if you guys haven't seen it yet, it's important. Because even though these ICE agents were under fire, they ran back toward the fire and rescued these detainees. Okay? They have been called fascists and Nazis and everything you could possibly imagine under the sun, all the names that the left likes to use for conservatives at this point to demonize them and honestly encourage political assassinations and killing of ICE agents and stuff. If we have clip two guys ready, if we could roll that, that'd be swell.
That is.
No, that's not the one. We'll roll into clip two here. Okay, there we go. That's clip two. We have ICE agents running out and saving detainees while they're under fire. It doesn't seem like a very Nazi thing to do, if you ask me. I don't know. I don't think the Nazis would have done that. I don't think Hitler would have done that. So, I mean, you know, of course, even with this rhetoric, even with Charlie Kirk being killed, and this shooting at the ICE facility and such, you have people like Gavin Newsom, of course, and Kamala Harris, because I don't know why people still listen to anything that she says, but apparently what she says is still newsworthy. I don't know to who, but they report on it anyway. Still calling people fascists and Nazis. And Gavin Newsom's team, I believe yesterday, after all this went down, calling Stephen Miller a fascist. We know what they want to happen. They want... Look, if it were up to them, they'd just exterminate every single one of us. And that's not, I mean, you should see my inbox. I'm just a reporter. You should see the amount of death threats that I get. You should see they try to kill my family. They have swatted my parents, my sister, and tried to get them to break down my family's doors with armed officers, hoping that the officers will kill my family. And like I said, I'm just a reporter. I'm just a reporter. I'm not a powerful politician. I'm not President Trump or Stephen Miller or Charlie Kirk. You know, and it's not just them. They want all of us dead. Anybody that has any sort of voice speaking out against their radical left BS, they want you dead. They think you're better off dead. But luckily, the administration this week, President Trump announced that he will be sending National Guard into places like Portland, which has been an Antifa-run hellhole for years now. This is long overdue. I was very excited to see this piece of news come out early in the morning a couple of nights ago. And we also saw the Joint Terrorism Task Force activated and sent to ICE Broadview near Chicago, which has seen a lot of violence over the past few days. These aren't protesters. These are rioters. Many of them are Antifa terrorists. But luckily, we saw ATF being used for something, you know, useful for once, on the ground there in Chicago. If you guys want to roll clip one, Border Patrol, ATF are taking no crap from these rioters and these Antifa thugs. Go ahead and roll clip one, guys.
Does he need any help?
help?
Are you okay?
My car's over.
The officials have cleared out the front of the gate, which is over there. And they've pushed everybody down the road a good ways. Multiple different kinds of munitions were used, especially the tear gas.
It's a beautiful sight to see these people. They're not used to getting any pushback at all, ever. Okay, there have been no consequences for far too long. I actually got an update from DHS this morning talking about the arrests that were made last night. You have multiple firearms seized, a possible explosive device that was found, and 11 arrests, most of them happening with Border Patrol, like this beautiful sight right here, running down and tackling these Antifa thugs that are, for years now, they've been able to run amok and without being arrested, without fear of charges. And now it's F around and find out time. So this is what the American people want. The administration needs to know that this is what we voted for. This is what we voted for. The leftist loud, the people on MSDNC will scream and yell and cry about this, but they're not the voice of the people. They're actually a voice working against the people. This is what we voted for. This is now the moderate position to take. This is not right-wing stuff. This is not fascistic. This is what we want to see. People are tired of watching their cities burn down and watching them turn into lawless hellholes. I live in Washington, D.C. I know the actual thoughts behind residents there, even ones that vote Democrat. They love the fact that that National Guard is on the streets and that it's safe to walk around at any time of the day or night now. Why would any American not want that? So the administration needs to be reminded that this is the moderate position. Arresting people, deporting illegals, going in on them hard. We're tired of watching these lawless terrorists get away with destroying our once beautiful cities. Portland is an example that's going to be an interesting one to watch this week, because that's where National Guard is going to be deployed. I know people are going to say, oh, well, you can't deploy National Guard just willy-nilly. That's a violation of posse comitatus, which is not true in this case, because what's going to happen is they're going to be deployed to assist ICE. They're going to be deployed to protect federal facilities. Because Portland, Seattle, and, the governors of both Washington and Oregon have made very, very clear that they are going to do everything in their power to impede ICE and obstruct deportation operations and, in reality, encourage the violence that happens against these federal officers. So Trump has every right to do it, and there's nothing that the governors can do about it. No matter, they can whine, cry, stamp the feet all they want to, not going to work. Not going to work. All right, guys, I'm going to try to work on confirming names and that shooting out there in Michigan. Still working on it. We'll be back.
I'm jacked up on the Methylene Blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue and the Ultimate CMOS on a monthly basis. Take 5-year supplements. So it's been helping me out for the last 3 years, lost 22 pounds. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I was honestly in the chat on Rumble, bashing, like, getting sick of Alec plugging it. But I tell you what, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. I actually subscribe monthly now to it. And I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I was so bad with the MS. I was in a wheelchair. That Methylene Blue is able to get everything that you're taking, all your antibiotics or whatever medicines you're taking, supplements. What it does, it helps to cross the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. Methylene Blue will help things push it through to where it needs to go. I was at my store, and I keep the TV on at my store of InfoWars, and I heard Alex Jones talking about Methylene Blue. Well, right away, my ears perked up, because I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I ordered two bottles of it because you had buy one, get one free. So I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing. I take the capsules twice. I take two of those a day.
And you're saying with the methylene blue, you're taking it with ivermectin, and you're using our methylene blue, and it's kept you regressed, but now you're taking this, and you're back to being normal, or what's your level at
I'm
right
now? I'm walking.
Okay.
No, I'm. You know, I own a jewelry store, and I'm able to. Don't get me wrong, I have bad days.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane.
Okay.
And the bad days that I may have, maybe like once every couple weeks. But I'm able to speak properly where my everything was lagging with me.
Right.
The lesions were showing very bright in my brain. And when I started on the methylene blue, which I couldn't take the liquid. I bought the liquid, but I just couldn't get it down. And I was trying to find like a concoction.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the pills came out. So I ordered the pills. I take two of those a day. I've been taking that with everything else, with the ivermectin. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Well, that's great to hear. You know,
talk to you.
Because, you know, I'm glad to hear that. That really makes me feel good for, you know, the products that we offer to people. And, you know, the methylene blue, it really has been a game changer around here in terms of people getting it and seeing effects immediately, being able to to acquire that quality of life they want. And that's really great to hear.
I will put money on it. Like I said, I used to have to pay, what, $10,000 a week to get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day and pay what? I don't know. $30, $40 a bottle of it.
Depends on what the sale is,
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Well,
thank
you.
Me having it.
Thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for helping your family too, because, you know, sometimes people, they don't want to tell their family. They don't want to say anything because then, oh, you're supposed to mind your own business and not tell people about health. That's a doctor's job, you know, but no, it is our job to tell our families, hey, this is what I found out. This is what I found that works. Why don't you try it?
InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
All right, you know, I hate to have to do this, guys, but look, since Charlie Kirk's killing, I have been alarmed by the astroturfed, quote-unquote, influencers that are attempting to replace Charlie Kirk. They came out of the woodwork. Nobody knew who they were before. Now they're super well-funded, lying about the fact that they're working with Turning Point USA, saying that they're on a, one of them, saying that he's on a Turning Point-sponsored campus tour. And when I talked to Turning Point about it, no, that's not true. It's a lie. I'm going to let them release that information because I know it's coming tomorrow. So I'll let them do that. And then we'll follow up on that. So I'll move on here a little bit. I'm not saying that this individual is connected to a foreign country. The one in particular, the one that you're seeing all over X and whatever. I don't have any evidence of that. But what I do have evidence of is this week at while the United Nations General Assembly was going on there in New York, we saw an influencer meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu. And to say that I'm disturbed by what I heard is probably to put it lightly. Go ahead and roll clip one there.
Christian influencers, okay. You said, we talked about the woke right. And you said, I call it the woke Reich. That's a brilliant observation. The woke Reich, because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left, I mean, they're insane. They're mm-hmm. lunatics. But they're actually meeting on some of the things. And what we have to do is we have to secure that part of our, the base of our support in the United States. That is being challenged systematically. A lot of this is done with money. Money of NGOs, vast. Money of governments, vaster. Okay? We have to fight back. How do we fight back? Our influencers. I think you should also talk to them if you have a chance. To that that community, they're very important. Mm. And secondly, we're going to have to use the tools of battle. You know, the weapons change over time. You can't fight today with swords; that doesn't work very well. Okay, and you can't fight with cavalry; that doesn't work very well. And you have these new things, you know, like drones, things like that. I won't get into that, but we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are social media. And the most important purchase that is going on right now is class.
Followers.
TikTok. TikTok. Number one. And I hope it goes through because it's it can be consequential. Mm-hmm. And the other one, what's the other one that's most important?
X.
X.
That's successful.
Very good. And, you know, so we have to talk to Elon. He's not an enemy. He's a friend. We should talk to him. Now, if we can get those two things, we'd get a lot. And I could go on other things, but that's not the point right now. We have to fight.
So, guys, well, this is Benjamin Netanyahu talking to a bunch of quote-unquote influencers, right? They all fit the same bill. They're all the same folks that have been brought over on this propaganda tour to Israel. And they I don't know if you saw some of these videos where they go to the aid site that's behind like a barbed wire fence with a bunch of armed guards. It's all the same people every single time, right? These aren't journalists. They pretend to be journalists. That's not at all what they are. This Cam Higby guy, which is a friend of mine. So it pains me to say this, but him with Netanyahu now doing this well-funded campus tour, a Charlie Kirk style campus tour. It's disturbing to me that these people are being, you know, given all this money and access to try to, you know, replace Charlie Kirk this quickly. I mean, it's like they were ready. It's like they were ready to do it. And you hear Netanyahu there talking about the TikTok purchase, which is concerning to say the least, talking about how we need to use new age weapons like TikTok and that he's hoping that it's going to go through. What does that mean? What does it mean to fight with new age weapons like TikTok and fight using our influencers? And then you heard somebody in the background call X a cesspool. Why is X a cesspool? Because it's, you know, the ADL doesn't have any control. Because we can actually call out a foreign nation for meddling in our politics. You know, of course, I'm probably, somebody's going to clip this, they're going to post it, and they're going to say, oh, well, Nick Sorter, he's anti-Semitic. And you know what? That line just doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work. It's like calling people racist nowadays. It means nothing. It's totally lost its power because people see right through it. You just heard Netanyahu calling people like me who question, you know, his motives and the Israeli government, a foreign government, the woke Reich. So basically referring to us as Nazis. And it's, they're losing this battle. They're absolutely losing this battle. It gets cringier and cringier by the day. And, you know, support for the government of Israel is at an all-time low. At the UN this week, which I still think should be defunded and evicted from New York. But regardless, you saw this, a mass walkout for Bibi Netanyahu. I believe you guys have that clip, if you can roll that.
Please, order in the hall. Please, order in the hall.
And look, guys, I don't care about this. I don't care. I don't care that ambassadors are walking out on a foreign leader. I don't care. It's not newsworthy to me. What is newsworthy though is the reaction from U.S. politicians about the situation. Ted Cruz, for example, calling this anti-American to walk out on a foreign leader. Because Ted Cruz, for whatever reason, is compromised. I mean, there's no other way to say it. I don't know if he's just been bought off or if they have something on him. I have absolutely no idea, but this is shameless rhetoric that doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work. They're going to keep trying to conflate America and Israel like they're the same thing. But you haven't Mark Levin come out and complaining that President Trump is no longer supposedly involving Israel in peace talks, and that Israel should be able to, you know, have a say in those peace talks. But no. Look, if they want us to totally be out, they get no more money, no more support from us, then fine. They can do whatever the hell they want to. But until that day comes, they need to start listening to us. They need to start listening to President Trump, not the other way around. It should have never been the other way around. This is a tiny little country in the Middle East on the opposite side of the globe. We don't need them. They need us. Call me an anti-Semite. Whatever. It has nothing to do with their religion or Jews. I don't care. It's the idea that we still have politicians in the United States that are going to say that if you don't support Israel, then you don't support America. It's America first to support a foreign government. Nobody buys that anymore. Nobody buys it. Luckily. So they can continue down this path. I could go on and on and on and show you some of the cringy videos that have been put out by these influencers that aren't necessarily getting a check from Israel, but what they're promised is access and influence. That's why you see half the people on Fox News are the same people that were in this group with Benjamin Netanyahu. It's the same group's organizing. Maybe I'll do a whole expose on that at some point. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll do that this week. We'll be right back after the break.
So you were just telling me that you had a brain disease.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking. Kennedy literally gobbles.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures about it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something, what a blessing.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
It is a miracle. It's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue, and I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
I used to have to take, $10,000 a week?
Right.
To get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day,
right,
and pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it?
Depends on what the sale is, yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah!
I'm not paid to say this, not one dime. This is the best product you guys have ever had. You guys got to order it at the Alex Jones store. MethylenePlus.com.
Our Methylene Blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I feel it in my head and neck, too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it.
Unlimited fabulous power!
Volunteer power!
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
I do feel like it's eliminated the brain fog a lot.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I'm jacked up on the Methylene Blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had. Please go to the Alex Jones.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Guys, you know, a lot has happened in the past 2 weeks. I feel like I have to say this every single time. There's just not enough time in the show to go over everything that happens. I mean, we try, but this administration does move very quickly. Obviously, the radical left being as violent as they are, they end up creating a story that none of us want to have to talk about, but have to, such as this church shooting up in Michigan, which we're still working to get information on here. I'm not going to say a name until I have it verified. That's just asking for trouble. So, yeah, we're not going to do that yet. But what else has happened earlier this week? James Comey finally being indicted after a long, long time of waiting. Finally being indicted for blatantly lying to Congress. We've known this for years, but luckily, Cash Patel was able, in those burn bags, so we almost didn't have any evidence of this. We were able to find out that he lied about not authorizing leaks to the New York Times. So he committed perjury, plain and simple, and obstructed justice. So he's now been charged with two felonies. He's facing 15 years in prison, and he better be the first of many, because as we found out yesterday as well, there were 274 plainclothes agents in the crowd at January 6th. 274. We knew this for the longest time, but we finally have the documents that prove that. Now, what's been said by Christopher Wray, the FBI director at the time, he said to Congress that there weren't any there, that he doesn't know of any that were there on January 6th. So he lied to Congress as well. And at a minimum, those are perjury charges. And Cash Patel has actually come out and called out Wray for lying, saying that that Wray knew that there were agents there. He sent them personally to do quote unquote crowd control, whatever that means. Does that mean incitement? Does that mean agitation? Nobody knows. However, I will say that on footage that we've watched of these riots, I didn't see any FBI agents openly performing crowd control. I don't know how you perform crowd control in plain clothes. So hopefully we'll get some more information on that. We'll get some more clarity on how that happens. How do you, I understand how you can incite a crowd in plain clothes because you're blending in with everybody else, telling the crowd to run into the Capitol building. That would make total sense. Crowd control, I'm not there. I mean, I'm trying to keep an open mind, but they gotta prove this to me. Like, give me some sort of evidence. Release all of the video that we have from the Capitol that day instead of just snippets and tidbits. I mean, we've been promised that for years and just haven't gotten it. Every speaker of the House since J6 has, that's been a Republican anyway, has been saying the same thing. That, oh yeah, we're going to release everything, and they just haven't done it. Why? So I think we all know why. But Christopher Wray needs to be indicted just for that, at a minimum. I think there is a myriad of other things that these people need to be indicted for, including James Comey. And hopefully that'll come. They had to push these charges through against James Comey, get him indicted by a grand jury. A statute of limitations ended for him tomorrow. So it's good that they went ahead and got this done, got him indicted. I'm hoping that we're going to see a perp walk sometime this week. That's what the American people want to see desperately. We want to see them being held accountable, not just saying, oh, well, they're going to be held accountable. So beyond that, we've also got a looming government shutdown this week, which I don't really know why we as conservatives care about. Who cares if the government is shut down? It's not like the leftists like to say, oh, well, Medicaid will stop paying out and Social Security will stop paying out. That's just not true. Not true at all. The military funding still goes through. I mean, there's really... very few people's lives are negatively impacted by the fact that the government stops spending money. You know, it's a situation that could be used to our benefit, even. Because people that don't get paid are a lot of the bureaucrats that work in the government that don't really do anything anyway. They're just, you know, waste of space, waste of money. Not all of them, but a huge chunk of them. There are way too many federal employees that we've been trying to purge. So Chuck Schumer wants to hold hostage this government shutdown if he doesn't get about $1.5 trillion for things like child mutilation and healthcare for illegals. So I think this is a non-starter. There should be no negotiation here. No negotiation, not a penny. Who cares? I would rather the government be shut down for the rest of forever than to give a single penny to mutilate children for the Democrats. I think most people would probably agree with me on that. So Democrats want to double down on it. They want to push this, and they want to act like this is our fault, that it's Trump's fault somehow. You know, good on the Democrats for continuing to double down on this BS, and maybe we can, you know, take a supermajority in Congress, in the Senate. The Senate in particular is what we need. We need 60 votes. Then we can do pretty much whatever we want to besides passing constitutional amendments. That 60 vote threshold, then the Democrats have no more power. That's the goal here in the midterms next year. But this should not be something that we're really afraid of. Like, the administration seems to be afraid of the bad optics that come with a government shutdown. But if you adequately explain why the government is shutting down, the American people will be on your side. We don't want child mutilation or healthcare for illegals or open borders. We voted overwhelmingly against that. So let the government shut down, let the Democrats own it, and the majority of people are just going to go on with their lives like nothing's even happening. So, you know, we've got to stand our ground here. Just make your voice heard. Keep calling for no negotiations with Chuck Schumer, not a penny for any of his pet projects or, I can't even believe I'm still saying child mutilation. I can't believe we're still talking about that. That's the hill that the Democrats have decided that they're going to die on. And you know what? Ideally they keep on that and then they'll never win an election again. So, this is not on topic, but, you know, before we wrap up the show here, I want to play this video that that just came out from Bill Malugin a little bit ago of a woman that decided she was going to stop and heckle ICE agents as they were making an arrest in Massachusetts this morning. And she forgot to put her car in park. So you got the ultimate F around and find out moment of the weekend so far. If you guys can roll that clip for me.
Well, that sucks. Look at this, Lucy. Her car got lost.
So you can see this woman looking at her car now that is in this lake because she forgot to put it in park. You can see in the video the ICE agent walking the illegal off the scene. And this chick's looking at the ICE agents like, well, were you going to help me now? You know, they only call the police for help when it benefits them. It's really hilarious. And I don't feel the slightest bit bad for this woman. Neither should you. You should be laughing at her. You should be laughing at her and publicly shaming her. Don't let her ever live down this moment. I mean, this is a great representation of just the sort of degenerates that we're dealing with. They're so emotionally indoctrinated that she was shaking with rage to the point where she forgot to put her car in park when she was getting out and screaming at ICE agents. Like, that just shows you how bad this degeneracy is getting. And you know what? Instant karma is a beautiful thing sometimes. I could watch these videos on loop, and shout out to the ICE agents that instead of going and helping her get her car out, decided they were going to film it instead. That's exactly what they should be doing. Let her figure it out herself. Let her figure it out herself. But anyway, guys, I want to wrap the show here just to say, do not let the terrorists win. We talked about this church shooting up there and this fire in Michigan, and pray for all the victims there. And pray for Christians all across the nation. Don't let them win. Don't be scared to go to church. But if your church has a gun-free zone sign at the front door, ignore it and protect your family. Ignore it and protect your family. Stay strapped. And if this were to happen at your church, fire back. Take them down. Don't be the victim. Thank you guys for joining us on this Sunday. I'm Nick Sorter, live from Arizona. We will see you here next week, same time.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I saw this a few weeks ago. We got it done. That young girl that is the return of the British queen that fought the Romans, Boudica. Look at this. The West awakens. Look at this badass shirt, ladies and gentlemen. It's got a red InfoWars over the heart on the left, and then it's got her on the back. I designed this shirt. I think it's amazing. The West Awakens 2025. This is a badass shirt, and it literally funds people totally committed to freedom. Then we've got Virtue Signal, and it's the Cracker Barrel symbol right there that we updated there. So we got that. We've also got another, the West Awakens with the hatchet and the butcher knife, ladies and gentlemen. Get them now at theyellowstonestore.com. But what you really want is the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of it massively discounted, 25% off across the store, apparel, all of it. We've got buy one bottle already discounted, the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense Immune Boost, and get another bottle half off. The point is, we got War Bonds. That's a nice little piece of art you get with my face on it. You get $110 for $100. It's mailed to you as a promo code on it for the site. But everybody that becomes a VIP, $30 a month, just like being Amazon Prime, you get $40 to spend each month right when you pay that. You cancel any time. You get a special deal, special offer, special sales. I need your support. Wars aren't cheap. So what do good salesmen do? They sell good products. You are insane if you don't get our methylene blue. You are crazy if you don't get our ultimate life force blood detox. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now and get these new limited edition shirts like the F Around Find Out.
Now, back to our program.